the title track to her first album, Elizabeth Rogers, One Fine Day. Liz, welcome to the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you so much, Frank.
That saxophone has got to be Billy Novick. I would recognize that.
Wow, it sure was.
He does a lot of John McCutcheon albums, and he used to do some guesting on Trapezoid, and it's just completely distinctive. How did you connect with him and with...
I connected with him through my my recording engineer and producer, Eric Kilburn, who works out of Acton, Massachusetts, and he recommended that I give Billy a call, and he came in, and in like 2 hours, he did three different instruments on three different tracks, and he was an absolute genius. It was a real joy to work with him.
I was actually going to be asking you, where is home these days? That's a song about coming home again, but
yeah,
where
gosh.
Is...
A lot of my songs are about looking for home, and I'm at this very moment still kind of looking. I moved back from Scotland 2 months ago, and I've just been touring out west. And I think I'm going to settle on the East Coast, but I'm not entirely sure yet. I'm just having a bit of an adventure and some transition time, and we'll see.
Well, we could put in a bid for Oregon.
You should. You know what? You sure could, because I have to say I'm loving Oregon. I've never been here before this week, and it's wonderful. This is probably my favorite place so far on my stop, on my tour. So who knows? We'll see.
A question from your online biography. Really? Opera at age 9?
Yeah. I know that's a bit of an odd way to get into music, isn't it? But my father is a professional cellist, and he was playing in the New York City Opera at the time, well, since before I was born, I think. And I discovered my voice, and he knew that they had a children's chorus there, so he brought me down, and I auditioned and got in and then joined the Metropolitan Opera children's chorus, and it was, you know, it was kind of a whole way of life for about 9 years. It was a real blast.
You were also touring and performing as a jazz singer?
Yeah, that was. I did some jazz singing in college, and after college I went off to Czechoslovakia, as one does, and kind of had a series of synchronistic events and ran into someone who ran a jazz band and was looking for a singer, and so they took me on, and I did a little bit of touring with them. In addition to singing with another opera company out there. It was a very interesting year.
So now you're a singer-songwriter. You've got one album out, and I understand there's another in the works. Draw me a transition to there.
Yeah. Well, I started writing music about 8 years ago after I moved to Scotland to this community called Findhorn. Some people may have heard of, up in the north. And yeah, came out with the first album in 2004. And, you know, life happened. I got married. I moved back here. I moved back there. I started running a theater and was trying to fit in music around the sides. And basically, in moving back here, I decided I just needed to give it a good shot, you know, just to see if I could really make it as a singer-songwriter or just see what the experience was like. So I'm doing that, and in December I'm going to finish the album I've been working on for the last 5 years. And I'm going back in the studio in January to work again with Eric and maybe even Billy, we'll see. Hopefully have a finished product by February or March of next year.
Well, a lot of the songs on this album, as you mentioned, are about coming home or finding home or looking for home. But there's one that seems, it's like the protest song. In the middle of the
Yes, I think you're talking about Not Be Silent.
I think I am. Tell me how that came to be.
A lot of people call that my angry song.
A definitive, not necessarily
it
angry.
Is. Just, well, yeah. I saw a movie... I don't remember the name of it. It was with Russell Crowe. He was playing a whistleblower in the cigarette industry. Do you remember that film?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm drawing a blank, too.
I'm drawing a blank on the name, but maybe, yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. I came home after seeing that movie, and it was so well done, and I was really on fire with about injustice in the world in a very general way, and this song just kind of came to me in that moment, and I will not be silent, and worked on it from there. And yeah, I also feel very inspired by my mother, actually. My mother's someone who speaks up when she feels that there's injustice being done. She marched with Martin Luther King in the 60s, and she actually sang with Pete Seeger ages ago when she was in her late teens, and she knocked on doors during the Obama campaign. She went down to Philadelphia at the age of almost 80 years old. So my mother's been a big inspiration to me about not keeping quiet when you know you really have to speak up. So,
well, I think we should dedicate this song to her. What's her name?
Her name is Dev.
Well, here is Elizabeth Rogers on the Saturday Cafe. Not be silent.
You know I'd never rock the boat, I'd go along with any game. Till I started asking questions, things have never been the same. You said don't worry, it's okay. You said I wouldn't understand it anyway. You promised love and fame and fortune if I did as I was told. Now I see the truth behind you, all that good. Trojan horses, and I'll try to burn them down. 'Cause this thunder won't be stolen, I'll put thorns into your crown. Now I will not, no I will not, and I will not be silent. And I will not, no I will not, and I will not be moved. And I will not, and I will not, no I will not be silent. 'Cause in the end the truth is all we have to choose. Shutting out the truth in what I say. Does my honesty wreak havoc? Does it scare you something good? Well, don't go seeking reassurance when I tell you that it should. 'Cause I will not, no, I will not, and I will not be silent. And I will not, no, I will not, and I will not be moved. And I will not, and I will not, no, I will. I will not, and I won't shut my door, and I will not, and I will not, and I will not forget love, and I will not, no, I will not, and I won't close my eyes, and I will not, and I will not, and I will not be quiet, and I will not, no, I will not, and I won't smile for you, and I will not, and I will not, no, I will not be silent. In the end, the truth is all we have to choose.
Liz Rogers on the Saturday Cafe. Boy, that's going to be a new anthem in Eugene, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Definitely. A wonderful song.
Thank you.
Not Be Silent. We should probably clear up because the CD says Elizabeth and the website says Elizabeth and your posters say Liz. Who are you?
Who am I? Good question. Well, I've been Liz for my whole life, but when I came out with the CD and I, you know, everyone's got to register on a website and do all that part of the business. And LizRogers.com was taken and LizRogers.org was taken by a jazz singer. And I thought, ooh, another singer by the name of Liz Rogers, it seemed a little dicey. So I thought, well, maybe I could become Elizabeth. And so that's what I registered and did the CD as, but it's never really stuck. So I've been left with a bit of a conundrum that I haven't solved yet. So we'll see.
I'd like to hear a little bit more about Findhorn, the intentional community you've been in the last 10 years. I guess to begin with, you should maybe define intentional community for the three Eugenians who don't know what it means.
Well, I can give my definition, which is a group of people coming together to create create a community to live in and work out of with shared values. Although, interestingly enough, Findhorn did not start out as an intentional community by any means. The people who quote-unquote founded it had no interest in founding a community whatsoever. But the work that they were doing was so interesting and intriguing and drew a lot of media attention, actually. And eventually a lot of people started coming from California and from all over the world and ended up settling there and creating this. It's about 500 people now, roughly, in the area who are affiliated in some way with Findhorn. And it's a big business, running workshops, mostly personal growth with a spiritual bent or an ecological bent. And there's also people, there's a lot of businesses that have grown up around the Findhorn Foundation, Trees for Life, which is reforesting Scotland, and lots of other kind of environmentally minded or spiritually minded businesses that are creating that now, this whole community called Findhorn.
What influence did Findhorn have on your writing and on your music?
Gosh, I think being a part of Findhorn and the experiences that I had there really helped me to just grow a lot more confidence in myself. It's a very strong community where people are very encouraging of creativity and encouraging of people listening to their inner voices and really following that. And I think when I got there, I was really looking for that extra push of confidence into how can I really believe in myself as a singer and get myself out there. I don't know that I was thinking that consciously, but on some level I think that I was. And I've been through a journey, and I feel like I've come out the other side, and I'm able to come out now and kind of begin to put myself out there in this way, which I would not have done before I went there. So I'm really grateful for my time there.
Well, Liz Rogers is coming out to Eugene tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Cosmic Pizza. She'll be in Corvallis at the 2nd Street Beanery on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Thank you very much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me, Frank.
I would like to close with one more song. If you could introduce Take These Wings.
Sure, Take These Wings. I actually wrote about my grandmother and my mother and myself, and it's about how the women in our family tend to need to leave where they're from in order to find their voice and find their wings, and I'm certainly no exception to that.
It's another Findhorn story,
right? It is, yes.
Liz Rogers, Take These Wings.
Said I owe